The last of the evacuees from the wildfire in eastern Arizona have returned home, but many no longer have homes. There's now overwhelming consensus that nearly a century of suppression, or putting out every fire, has resulted in dense, dangerous, combustible forests. But there also is growing impatience with the pace of thinning to reduce the buildup of fuel in the woods. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports this summer's fires have created new impatience with forest management.
When forests and entire communities are reduced to cinder and ash, there's a rush to blame. This fire season is no different. Along with individuals, a distraught Forest Service employee, a lost hiker, a contract firefighter, policy is also a target. Western governors, environmental groups, and the timber industry are now all pointing the finger at one another. Forest Service officials say they're moving as quickly as possible to thin the forest, but it's slow going. Dave Bunnell is the agency's national fuels specialist.
I'll tell you, there are those, especially politically, who would like for us to be able to quote-unquote fix our problem. But it will take a considerable period of time.
In the meantime, as fire continues to occur, some Western politicians and some in the Bush administration are blaming environmentalists for slowing the pace of this much-needed thinning. Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman said recently, efforts to manage the forest have been stopped by opponents in the courts. Flanked by the other Western governors, Montana Governor Judy Martz was even more blunt.
This is caused by many years of appeals. And the appeals do not come from the ones that want to have forest health. So when I see people running from their homes, going to a place, to a shelter, and now being there, some of them, for over a week, I call this environmental terrorism.
After these comments were made, hate calls began pouring into environmental organizations, particularly in the Southwest. But a report last year by the General Accounting Office found that only 20 of 1,671 fuel reduction projects had been appealed by outside interests, and none of the projects had been litigated. In short, there were no lawsuits. Sharon Galbraith of the Southwest Forest Alliance in Flagstaff, a coalition of 63 environmental groups, says they haven't challenged a single thinning project.
Environmental groups in Arizona are strongly supportive of thinning areas, particularly directly adjacent to homes and communities, and reintroducing fire to the ecosystem. Everyone recognizes that fire suppression was the single worst forest management decision made in the last century, and that we need to remove a fair number of small diameter trees that have sprung up since fire was suppressed.
But environmentalists are in court to stop what they say is a timber sale, dubbed an ecosystem management project, on 8,000 acres of national forest that includes large fire-resistant trees. While these groups support the thinning of trees 12 inches in diameter and less, when larger trees are put out to bid as thinning projects, distrust and skepticism kicks in. And therein lies the problem, says Andy Stahl of Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics.
The Forest Service needs some way to finance these thinning projects. Small trees don't pay their way out of the woods, the very small trees, the most flammable trees. So what the Forest Service tends to do is salt their thinning projects with some of the bigger trees, just to make it worth the timber purchasers' efforts to go in and thin. And it's that salting with the bigger trees to finance the removal of the smaller trees that many environmental groups object to.
But blaming the Arizona fires on litigation is as simplistic as blaming the residents of Sholo, who bitterly fought the idea of a preventive prescribed fire in nearby Hop Canyon because they didn't want to have to deal with the smoke. Wyoming Governor Jim Geringer, no great fan of environmentalists, says the finger-pointing is a distraction from the consensus about the work that needs to be done.
And the message that to be learned from the Colorado fires, the fire here in Arizona, is that there are long-term solutions that take a long time to implement, and if we don't start now and set aside a lot of the gridlock, the bickering that's going on, no good will come of it.
Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.